The government has filed an extremely rare type of lawsuit claiming black-on-black discrimination. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission is representing a dark-skinned African-American man who claims he was mistreated by his lighter-skinned African-American supervisor because of his skin tone. As Joshua Lez reports, the EEOC doesn't know of any similar case in its history.
The suit was filed by Dwight Birch, who worked as a waiter at an Applebee's in Jonesboro, Georgia, just south of Atlanta. He claims his African-American general manager made derogatory comments about his dark skin. Attorney Robert Royal of the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission is representing Birch.
It was very degrading kinds of comments, the kinds of comments that would typically make the workplace very uncomfortable, that would make the workplace hard for one to concentrate in doing his or her job.
Royal says when Birch complained to the general manager about his treatment, he was fired in retaliation. Applebee's is not discussing the case, but in court filings, it denies the charges. The EEOC's lawsuit claims Dwight Birch was a victim of color bias. Again, Attorney Royal.
It's probably viewed by a layman as black-on-black harassment, and therefore some folks may feel that it's not actionable. People may not realize that color, in fact, is a protective quality that is covered by Title VII.
That's Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which prohibits discrimination in employment on the basis of race, color, religion, sex, or national origin. Royal believes that's one reason so few people file lawsuits claiming color bias. They just don't realize it's an option. In his 24 years at the EEOC, Royal has never filed a color bias suit.
We are trying to check the last time that a color case was filed, either here in Atlanta or nationwide. No one had any real recollection.
There was one case not involving the EEOC that was filed in Atlanta in 1990. In that case, a light-skinned African-American woman claimed she was the victim of color prejudice by her dark-skinned African-American boss. The plaintiff lost. Attorney Michael Weinstock represented her. He says color bias is especially tough to prove, which could be another reason so few cases are filed. First, Weinstock says, there are some people, including judges and potential jury members, who don't know about the phenomenon of color prejudice within the African-American community.
You would have an element who have to be convinced or educated that such discrimination could basically exist.
There are studies a plaintiff could introduce, including a recent one by Tufts University, that show many whites and blacks hold similar stereotypical views of blacks based on skin tone, with more negative attributes more often being ascribed to darker African Americans. But Attorney Weinstock says there's also a second difficulty to winning a color bias case. Unlike with race or sex, color is subjective. A judge or jury would have to decide whether the parties involved even have substantially different skin tones and whether the defendant recognized the difference.
So in that regard, to show the motive by which the party who is mistreating the other is motivated, you have to first of all establish that that person sees the difference, and secondly, you have to see that that difference makes a difference.
The suit against Applebee's is still in the early stages. A trial could be a year away, though the EEOC says most discrimination cases are resolved without going to trial. But there could be more similar lawsuits on the way. The EEOC says since it filed the lawsuit against Applebee's, people have called claiming they've had similar experiences at other businesses nationwide. For NPR News, I'm Joshua Leves in Atlanta.